like to call the order, call to order a Town of Bruley regular meeting for December the 11th, 2017. Mr. Richard, can you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. First thing I'd like to do, we overlooked liquor permits under the Finance Committee, so I'd like to amend the agenda to add the approval of our liquor permits. We talked about them in our committee meeting, but we just forgot to put it on the agenda.
So moved.
So I have a move by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Richard.
And that's under governmental affairs?
We won't put it under Finance.
Okay.
Do we need a roll call vote?
Yeah.
So we open a public hearing? Do we have a public hearing on that? No? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll leave that under Finance Committee if you guys don't mind. First thing on the agenda is approval of minutes for the regular meeting of November 13, 2017, as published in the Town Journal. And it's in your package with no changes. Do I have a motion? Motion by Ms. Bourgeois?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, first thing on the committee reports, Public Works Committee. I'd like the council to authorize me to sign a letter of agreement with the West Baton Rouge Parish and Parish President Berthelot to purchase our culverts from the parish. As discussed at our committee meeting, they allow us to buy the culverts from the parish itself, and then we just piggyback on the contract that they get. So.
I move.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Niesler. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Oh, public hearing? Anybody? Public comment? Any public comments? All right, we'll do that again. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Planning and zoning. Consider subdivision of the 3.929 acre tract of land being the Rita Babin tract into Lot 8 and Lot 9. Located in section 16 T-8-S R-12-E, Southeast Land District, west of the Mississippi River, West Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana, for Rita Babin. That did go through Planning Committee, and it was approved unanimously, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Kim?
Yes.
For the subdivision of that property. Just as a side note, the ordinance to rezone this property will come up under our hearing of final action ordinances. So this is just for the subdivision piece. Mr. Reeves is here. You want to say anything?
If y'all have any questions.
Okay.
Tom, just a technicality on here where it says fire district. It says volunteer. Parish thing now?
Okay, where are we looking?
On the map, under general notes.
That's
just
surveyors.
A technicality.
That's a surveyor's thing.
Was it on the water supply?
Yeah.
General
notes. Oh, in the general notes
right
up top.
There.
Okay.
Yeah. Should be West Baton Rouge Parish
Fire
District. Protection District.
One.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I need to point that out. God is a
older.
Chris, you know what we're talking about?
I do not.
Right here?
In the general notes,
it says Fire District Bruley Volunteer Fire Department, and it's no longer the Bruley Volunteer Fire Department. It's now West Baton Rouge Fire Protection District number one, I think.
Okay.
It's all encompassed into one.
Yeah, we got one consolidated parish.
It doesn't affect anything.
Yeah, it won't affect anything. We just need to get that changed.
Yeah.
We'll make a motion with that.
With the change made.
Okay, Mr. Andre moves with the stipulation of West Baton Rouge Fire District instead of Brule Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
Got a second by Mr. Niesler. Any public comment? Public comments? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Ayes have it. Okay, next up on the planning and zoning, consider construction plans for Brian Denham property, lots 1 and 2, located in Section 56, Township 7 South, Range 12 East, Southeast Land District, west of the Mississippi River, West Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana. Yes, sir?
Go back here to that last item.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't catch this. There are two things that need to be done with respect to that property. One is the subdivision, second is the rezoning, rezoning actually.
Scott said it was just for the subdivision, the zoning's definitely.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Zoning's going to come on the ordinances, yeah.
Got it, okay, never mind. Disregard.
Okay.
Back online.
Yeah, you're still 8 hours behind or ahead or wherever you are, right?
He didn't hear Scott.
Yeah. So, Mr. Denham is putting in a road to access these two pieces of property on the backside of Live Oak. We had approved the preliminary plat, this is the construction drawings, Shane went over them. Everything seems to be where it needs to be. Jess is here, if y'all have any questions. You're doing this project, right?
Yes.
Okay, so he's engineering a project, so.
Y'all answered all Dr. Delatin's questions.
Well, Dr. Delatin has been here, but he voiced some concern about the ditch and all that.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, we're going to put in, they're going to put in culverts.
Right.
On Delatin's side of the street with catch basins that are going to drain, so in case, for some reason, if the road would be a barrier to get his water to that ditch on the opposite side, it would go in those catch basins.
It complies with our subdivision regulations and the checkoff list on the construction drawings.
When this came before the planning and zoning on the preliminary side, didn't Gene Reels have concerns relative to the drainage as well with the culverts?
Kim?
What were they?
Do you recall that, Kim, at all? I know Gene and Dr. Delatin.
I'm concerned about the ditches. That's going to be culverts on both sides of the road?
Yes.
I think the concern was addressed in the June or July meeting when we came at preliminary plat approval.
That's correct.
Being that the town has an existing ditch on the west side, we showed it as open ditch, because it was an existing open ditch, and I didn't want to fill in the town ditch, you know, as a developer. The concerns was they wanted the ditches closed in to meet the ordinance, even though it was an existing ditch. So we went ahead and put pipes on both sides.
Okay.
Yeah, the ditch is standing ours.
Right, that's our ditch.
And that was Gene's.
Right, I appreciate it.
Yeah, so it shows on here, fill and compact existing ditch on the north side.
Well, yes, east and west, yeah. Okay, with that, do I hear a motion?
I'll move.
Moved by Mr. Andre? I'm sorry?
They would do the motion.
We'll do a motion first, yeah. We'll do a motion first. Motion by Mr. Andre?
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Any comment from the audience? Comment? Any comment from the council? Roll call vote?
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
All right, so construction plans are approved. All right, Finance Committee, in your packages, you have the review of your budget and actual comparison statements. Blaine and I discussed those today, everything looks good so far. All your graphs look like they're in line. I don't have any questions on that, we'll move on. B is consider land purchase near the Brule Landing Trailhead. This is the piece of property we've been discussing about buying for the trailhead. We had an appraisal done. It was a residential appraisal done by Mike Galan, and it came back at $80,000. Pacquiao Lane, owner of the property, was kind enough to send us a commercial appraisal that he paid for. It came in at $98,000. That one was done about 6 or 8 months ago. I don't quite remember the date on it. Pacquiao is asking $110,000 for that piece of property. Tom, this is a question for you. We talked about this a little bit. If the council decides to pay $110,000, can we legally pay that over and above the appraisal if we can justify the location?
Public.
Good. So, you know, this is just me personally speaking. I like that piece of property. It's the only one that butts up to that trailhead, and we're not going to find another one like it.
The only one that butts up to the only existing piece of the original square from the town of Brule, of which the rest of it is behind the levee on the water half the time.
So, and the initial discussion on this was to buy just the front piece of that property that fronts the river road. And as we started looking into it, we made the determination to just get an appraisal on the whole piece and find out what he wanted for the whole piece. And that's where it turned into buying for the entire piece. I've never done this.
Another option that didn't pan out.
Yeah, and the option next door, I made a phone call on the old Morales' piece of property to try to see what we could do there. I got no return calls. I will say that 2 days after, They started tearing down stuff on the inside. So I don't know what they're doing on the inside, but there was some movement on the old Morales piece. So
I'd like to make a motion that we authorize the mayor to move forward on purchasing some property from Pacquiao, not to exceed the $110,000 asking price. If we can negotiate something lower, that'd be great. But I think the value of the land is probably more than 110. If you look at a piece that was bought just up the road, and the guy demoed a house and put it in a dumpster because the land was worth $70,000-$80,000. It was just two lots. This piece historically, you know, it's the only piece that connects directly to the St. James Square, Ms. Bourgeois?
Yeah, what was St. James Square?
You know, which is the original square, the town of Brule, and they laid out the original town of Brule land. I think just the possibilities of what we can do on the property outside of providing a little parking for the trailhead, but, the green space, they don't make it anymore. And it's really the only thing that's
open
in the front.
Right.
And it just kind of, it's hitting on a bunch of cylinders with the trail, with the St. James Square and whatnot. And we'll never get that little piece because I think Tom had researched that a little.
Yeah, I represent the family.
Too many of them.
And we can only identify so far about a third to a half of the owners. The other ones working with the family to try to, a bunch of family members that inherited it over 100 years ago. They moved to New Orleans, deceased, to try to track down heirs of it.
Who maintains that? Do they maintain?
No. We take care of it.
They own the triangle and they own the badger.
Yeah. Now, one thing too I will say about this piece of property, it is right in the middle of our current trailhead, the Joliet Trail that we have coming to Brule. I met with the parish this week, and they're starting to survey, and that trail is going to run up Main Street, and it's going to pass right by this piece of property.
And that's the access up the levee right there.
Yeah, and it just goes right up the levee from that piece of property. So
the property's got road frontage on three sides.
Yeah.
I second that motion, but I definitely want that property to be considered green space. Y'all can think about putting parking spots, but definitely not use half of it for parking, just minimal parking, because we need the green space. I think it's connected to what was there.
You might get LSU landscape architect.
Get somebody to do that.
First, we will come up with what we
want. All right, so we have a...
Okay. I'm sorry. So here's my concern. I guess, Tom, if we can pay above the appraised price, to what percentage is that permissible? Because And my concern is...
There's no percentage. I mean, y'all have to make the value judgment.
It appears just from an ethical side that if the property owner came back, and what if he said, well, I want $200,000 for it? You know, it's 100% over his appraised value. It just seems like there should be some delineation that, you know, as a governing body, we should not exceed. You know, for the property to be appraised at 98 and for him to ask greater than the appraised value, it's not a matter of funding for me. I think it was mentioned in the committee meeting, certainly we have the assets for that, but it's just about responsible spending. So I would not, if I was purchasing a piece of property or a home that appraised for a certain value, naturally that's what the bank's going to loan up to that value. And to pay over, I wouldn't do that. So it's not very palatable for me to spend the public's money above an appraised value. Have we truly exhausted all of our, opportunity to get this, either acquire it through another means or tell him that we would be glad to go up to his appraised value, which there's discrepancy there. One's a commercial appraisal, one's a residential. I don't know which one it should be appraised at. Appraisals are going to vary.
Isn't the motion now over 110?
The motion is for Scott to...
Up to 110.
Attempt to purchase the property not to exceed the $110,000 asking price. You know, if Packy has a change of heart and...
I have hit him up and tried to get him to come down a little bit and solid on that number. We'll try again.
I think that what we want to do with the town, I think $110,000 is cheap.
I get that, and I understand that we can afford it, but it's just... What's the basis?
We all have had this same...
You would buy a house for that.
Right. What's the basis for going over the appraised value? There's some...
The public benefit in the future will outweigh the present cost.
So then what about expropriation? Have we even considered that?
I was someone told me that option.
$200,000 to get $110,000 piece of property.
No, I mean it seems ugly, but it's not. I think it happens quite frequently and all the time because there's a lot of expansions and you know, not necessarily the parish.
If we're trying to expand the road or something with sewer, and we needed a strip, and we wasn't getting anywhere, I would probably say we have to go get this property.
It's still for public use, though.
Yeah. The value it brings to, in my opinion, the value over and above the appraised value is the location. You're not going to find that property anywhere else.
And we have no green space.
It's going to serve that purpose for the community as a green space, as a spot to park your car to walk on the levee, right, as a spot to possibly go rent a bike or play on the playground in a green area. And it's going to be an asset for the town. It's not like it's going to depreciate, in my opinion, over time. So if nothing happens on it for 2 years, I think we still have our property and it's still worth that money.
I would just point out the concern over the various appraisals. One, a residential. Town obviously is not going to require for residential purposes. Second, a commercial. Town is not going to require it for commercial purposes. And so you have appraisals for those two purposes. Those are guidelines. And then on top of that, you have what the mayor has referred to, which is the value of it to the public, which probably the property owner is taking advantage of that. And knows that the town really wants it. Okay, and so to that extent, you all have to make the value judgment. It is a determination as a legislative body by you all. Do you want this property? I would strongly encourage you not to go down the road of expropriation.
That's not...
Because, y'all aren't really sure what you're going to do with it other than possibly some limited parking and a green space. Don't really have for expropriation a compelling public need. It's not like you're putting in a road there that you have nowhere else to go. So y'all have to make the difficult decision as stewards of the public fisc
It's a difficult call.
I can't, you know, that's a decision you all have to make. I can only provide you legal guidance, I can't tell you whether you're right or wrong.
So what about the percentage over the appraised value? I recall seeing something less than a month or 2 months ago where there was some property purchased in East Baton Rouge, and there was something along these lines where it was purchased for a larger amount, and anyone recall seeing that?
It was times four.
Really?
Four times the amount.
Yeah.
And just, and so just the opposite, some, the parish also bought some property in East Baton Rouge, if I remember right, for a lot lower than what the property was worth, and they made them come back and pay for it, so it works both ways.
The numbers on the exceedance on the commercial is 12.5% above, and 37.5%, but the 37.5% is a residential appraisal.
Right, and we're not certain which one we should go with.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's more palatable for the public to hear 12% over, doesn't sound bad, but when you look at the appraisal that the town did, right, you had 38%.
Yeah.
For residential.
Correct.
Not building a house there.
No.
And we don't have any green space.
And the other thing is Mike will tell you, he's not a certified appraiser.
Everything you say about money.
We've all toyed with that.
Yeah, same thing with me.
But we don't have a park in front, Brewery, we don't have any green space.
A lot next to Alexander Park. I wouldn't do that. I think this is a kind of one of them opportunities for a piece of property. It kind of fits in with town, parish.
Well, I think you do need some parking at the access point up to Levy.
Absolutely.
And we don't, you know, we don't have any.
Right.
Now, it is in a bad area. It's in that bad curve, so people park over there. They're going to walk right across that curve. We might ought to put a sign up there that says, run, don't walk, instead of walk, don't run.
Yeah.
It's better parking and walking across and trying to make that curve.
And dodge it.
I just want to say, even if that trail wouldn't be there, it would still be a piece of property that I would want to invest in for the town, because we talked about this years ago, have some kind of green space in front of it. Not the kind of park we have in the back, but just a place where, you know, we could put a gazebo, put a bench, a couple of benches, a place where people could take their children just to go sit there or to, you know, to do an outdoor thing.
Yeah.
Irregardless of whether that trail is there or not. So it's just an opportunity, I guess, because of the change that from a historical perspective, to add that to something aesthetic and something that would enhance our town.
Any comments from the public?
Yeah, let's do this. So we have a motion by Mr. Andre for me to negotiate not to exceed $110,000 on the piece of property we're talking near the Brulee Landing Trailhead, and a second by Ms. Bourgeois. With that, I'd like to hear some comments from the audience, if anybody has any.
Should have bought it yesterday.
Well, I'm an audience member, and I do appreciate, you know, the concerns that Rex
has. Oh, it's a concern of mine, too. I
do like the conversation we have, and that everybody knows a little checks and balances up here.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get what's in your heart.
The only question I'd ask, are you limiting your negotiating power by having a public motion that you're going to vote for 110?
Yes, but what
we can go down to zero, too.
Can you pass a motion that says...
Pretty good, right?
Can you pass a motion that says the mayor's authorized immediately to pay up to the appraised value? Anything above that has to come back to a vote.
We could.
Yeah, we're back in the same boat, though. It'll be a public hearing, and we'll determine the same amount. So
I might put a little on.
Yeah.
That's my only concern. I recognize that I have property. I agree with everyone. I think that this is kind of an asset to the town.
I think anything over that, for that.
If you publicly say you're going to do 110, you've kind of already done it. You've done your negotiation.
I think anything over that further exacerbates our concerns.
Well, I think that goes past the mass power if he gets over 110. You
know, yeah, oh, absolutely.
In the morning, no, I'm going to change my mind. I want 1.25.
Right.
But he also happen. Might say, you know what? It's Christmas. I might do 95. Okay? But he can't go over 110.
I understand your point, but, you know, in the public world, it makes it difficult.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be up in the front.
But then maybe you pass a resolution along.
Can always go.
The resting point that you say, you do appraised value plus 10%, up to 10% or something like that.
you know, so you go out on a limb and say, Pat, he's not gonna read the minutes of his meeting by the time he... Or ever. Yeah, I've been knowing him boy my whole life, and he's probably a millionaire at times, more than I'm ever be. So, you know, he's a businessman, and he got something he want. I don't think he's going there.
It's unfortunate in the public arena that you can't, you know, you almost gotta lay your cards on the table. It's just, it is what it is, you know.
From his standpoint, he could probably build houses on there and make a greater profit than what he's gonna get for them.
Them three he built on the front end of the street set up pretty quick.
Yeah.
That land just went up.
Right.
Yeah, I think you need to consider, if you don't get it, what's gonna be there in a year from now? And it could be those little houses. Packy's made the money, the land is gone forever, we'll never get it back.
Right.
I think it's a good investment.
Ted, we were traveling through Addis the other night, and what they know with the old train museums, and their space is a good space, they know that that was the first thought that came to our minds, that we spent something like this in Bruton.
Right.
It's a good place for the community to meet, it's beautiful, it's decorated for Christmas, you can't put a price value what we can give it that. And then doing that, you know, I've been close to it, I love building there, so from there, walking, it's just, we're out of Vander Park, so it's probably got to come to car.
Thank you for your input, anybody else? Okay, with that, I guess we need a roll call vote. Blaine?
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
No.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
All right, so I will jump on that first thing in the morning, if not tonight. And I will report to you guys as we move forward, every little tidbit that happens, so. Next up, liquor permits. You have a list of liquor permits we need to approve for this year. Package. Let's see. Well, I'm gonna get to them sooner or later. Bear with me a second. We can do them all together, huh? Beer and liquor license renewals. We have Athenos Class A, Back Brewery Grocery LLC Class B, JW Food Mart Class B, Las Palmas Class A, Louisiana Bayou Bistro Class A. Do we have a motion to approve the renew the liquor licenses for those? Moved by Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any public comment?
They all got their state license, huh?
Yes, sir. Anybody else? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Personnel committee, consider 2018 holiday schedule. It's same holidays as last year, except the dates are going to be different, of course. So do I have a motion to accept the holidays for 2018?
Move.
Motion by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Nothing in recreation I know of? Police committee? Governmental affairs? Anything? No vetoed ordinances. Hearing and final action on ordinances. Consider ordinance number 5 of 2017, chapter 19, rezoning a portion of 4.408 ACM/L section 16 T8S R12E Rita Babin subdivision. That's the one we just approved the subdivision on. This is rezoning this property. We are going from, what are we going from here? It's residential to commercial, I think, right? I think it's C1.
Yep. The R2 to C1. Right. Commercial.
And that little building's going to be, it's going to make an L shape, right?
Yes.
So the white building is there now that runs east-west. This building is going to run north-south, correct?
The dirt's there.
Right.
The building actually sits on the acre that we own currently. The parking will be, we're just trying to be rezoned.
Okay, so parking will be in the back.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I move.
So I got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois to accept this zoning change.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Have to have a public hearing, right? So we'll open a public hearing for this rezoning. Any comments from the audience? Any Public hearing is closed, so roll call vote.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Okay. Got it? All right. Ordinance number six, we're going to have to, I'm assuming we call that table that motion, Tom? That's the speed limit ordinance that we were going to try to introduce that we didn't get?
We're going to actually, yeah, table it and reintroduce it.
We'll reintroduce it.
Not only was it not really introduced properly at the planning commission table.
We didn't advertise.
The fatal thing, as you and I talked about this morning, we didn't run an introduction ad in the Westside Journal 10 days later.
Right.
Need a motion?
As we're required to do.
We can't introduce it tonight again?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll reintroduce it at the introduction.
But reintroduce it with the language you got.
Yep.
Because it was kind of uncertain before.
But we don't have to do anything on this, do we?
No.
Okay. So we'll move to introduction of ordinances. So.
Take no action, it just goes away.
Yeah. So we'll, if you don't mind.
We're going to reintroduce it.
Terry, you want to introduce that ordinance again?
Yeah. I'd like to introduce the ordinance to change the speed limit on West St. Francis Street to 35 miles an hour from 45 miles an hour as recommended by the chief of police. We had a lot of discussion on this in previous meetings. Safety of the kids at the ballparks, some data shown on different things put out.
Okay.
More than adding that the section of the ordinance, I think, is what we need to have in there.
17.6 D.
D, yep. And then we'll advertise that, and then we'll have it on our next committee, the committee and regular meeting. Yes, sir. Resolutions and commendations, I don't have any. Police department report?
Good evening. In the month of November, we had 6 alarms, 9 warrant arrests. We assisted other agencies 4 times, 1 civil complaint, 8 miscellaneous complaints, 2 criminal damage to properties, 5 disturbances, 1 public assist, 44 tows for no insurance, 5 crashes, 2 suspicious persons, 1 theft, 4 unlocks, 9 traffic complaints, 1 assault, and 1 indecent behavior, which has been since been amended. It was unfounded, so 103 total complaints, 292 total citations, and 489 total violations for the month.
All right, have anything for the police? Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate all y'all hard work y'all do every day. Correspondence, I have none. Mayor's report, I'll just have one thing. Linda Sanders came by. Shane and I rode by about a week and a half ago. That's the house on 429 Gwynn Street that we've been looking at. She couldn't make the meeting tonight. She had to go to work. So I told her it was okay to go ahead and go. Shane and I had, we rode by last week. There's siding on the front, maybe partially down one side. She told me the guy that was hanging.
Making progress?
Yes, absolutely.
By the key, baby.
And they are making progress, so as the siding.
It's slow, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
Progress done a lot.
It's a lot better.
Do what they can afford to do, sure.
Yeah.
When do you want them to come back?
I guess what we have them come every 3 months.
Let's do
3 months.
March.
Yeah. Anyway, February, March, yep. And then there may be another one that we want to put on the list on Ori, huh, Shane?
Yeah.
Yeah, we may end up having to put another one on the list on Ori.
We'll have to do
it. Yeah. We'll get with you.
Externally,
yeah. But we're gonna work on that one.
Are you taking photos just to track the progress?
I've got photos of the outside.
Yeah.
You talking about the Gwynn Street?
Yes, I'm sorry, Gwynn. Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if we have any from prior times. Tom, do you know if we have any photos from prior? I don't think we do.
Sure.
Let's start doing that. Let's start taking
them.
File
right here.
Yeah. I don't think
those
we have any
photos, but they're dated. I mean, yeah. Probably need to do that.
Yeah. If we get a picture now, you can see the difference. Yeah.
It's a good idea to do it.
Yeah.
Every 3 months or whatever.
Yeah.
Before we have our meeting on the status.
I'll call her because she gave me a new number tonight. So
show it up there.
We'll call. Yeah, oh yeah, they're definitely doing some work on it. There's no doubt. All All right, so with that, remarks of personal privilege, anybody have anything?
It's the last meeting of the year, you know, we had a pretty full year, new faces. Only a good year. Police department, fantastic.
Appreciate it.
And it's on it, you know, I know y'all got it alongside with all kind of stuff, it's a buffer between us and them. Thank y'all, you know, the people who come all the time in the back, thank y'all. Shane, Rusty, you had one, baby.
Thank you.
I won't get it.
Last time you made somewhat, St. Clair was over there, did you find out what they're gonna do?
Since we talked to them about seeing what they would let us do, or to help.
Talking about the Tonton, or are you talking about?
The ditch behind me.
Oh, right, yeah, directly behind you?
The property, the town, Bowers stopped right behind me there, where that ditch is.
We'll look into that, I'll try to talk to Drew.
Somebody might be digging.
I hadn't heard that, but I'll talk to Drew and try to find out for you.
Prove what you got there.
Right behind, where that cover comes out, my guys went in there and dug some of it out a couple of months ago. But it's all it does is just silt back in. We gotta think about getting it dug all the way to the Tonton. We gotta talk to St. Clair.
Get it all the way from, not all the way from, Francis.
LeBeau Street?
You have to go that far.
Okay.
You don't throw everything that way?
Well, it goes that way.
Yeah.
That far.
Mr. Eastland?
I just wanted to say that I've been getting a lot of positive comments on the new Christmas lights.
Oh, good, yeah, thank you, council, I appreciate y'all doing that. I've heard a lot of positives too, so.
And the street sign.
Credit goes to you guys on the council for doing that, because I think that's wonderful, and Blaine for picking them out and heading up the whole deal, and Shane, you guys for hanging them and being patient, because it takes a lot.
It does.
I have one thing too, Mr. Reeves is here, and they are bringing a walk-ons to the town of Brule. So we appreciate that, and.
The property next to the bank, I saw.
The car wash to the vineyard.
Okay.
Yep. So with that, we do appreciate that, and any retail space we like. Terry is about to pop, he's ready to go in and drink a cold beer.
Right.
But we appreciate you investing in our community, and you got your place up there on the front, and this Reed Baptist property, and now walk on. So we love to have that.
I saw where we gained a family in the TND back there, but we lost one also. We still got two families back there.
Yeah, Hollywood moved out.
Who was that?
The guy with all the old oil on his truck. He worked for us on a project called in Hollywood. He drove that smart car, 63285.
In a smart car. Okay. All right, with that, unless you'll have anything else on the, thank you guys for a great year. Thank you guys for a great year, and I'm new at this, and it's been 12 months of excitement for me, and I've enjoyed it, so all your input has helped me, and I need help. That's all I can tell you, and I appreciate all you guys helping. So, announcements, reflections of the season at West Baton Rouge Tourist Center, December 7th through the 23rd. Town Hall will be closed December 25th and 26th. The Town Hall will be closed Monday, January 1st for New Year's. The Town Committee meeting for January will be held on January 2nd, as opposed to that Monday, because that's January 1st. It will be at 6:30. Landmark and Heritage meeting will be January 22nd at 6:30. And Merry Christmas to everyone here, if I don't get to see you between now and then. And do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.